Hi everyone, my name is Sonny and welcome to episode 19. So yesterday I got a request on Twitter from @designbykyle. He asked me on my thoughts on front-end and back-end frameworks. So this is a web development and kind of technical related topic. Feel free to skip it if this is not something that you'd find interesting, but what I do suggest is tweet me at sunnysync.io for any topic ideas that you have for future episodes. That way you get something that you benefit from listening or that you enjoy listening to. So yeah, let's get into today's topic, which I'm actually going to break this up into two episodes. This first one, I'm first going to talk about backend frameworks, and then probably Wednesday or Friday of this week, I'll talk about front-end frameworks. So I'm going to start by talking about JavaScript, because I did a previous episode on this. I was talking about universal JavaScript, which, you know, JavaScript that you can run on the client side and on the server side. Obviously, you can do that with Node.js. And I think what's great about, you know, as a developer, being able to write JavaScript on the back end is you can create an API service with the same language that you write your front end, you know, client side app with. And this allows you to reduce the cognitive switch or cognitive load you have in your brain and switching between the front end and back end. Of course, not everyone has to do this, but if you have a side project and you consider yourself to be a full stack developer, you know, it's useful to be able to write both the front end app and the API back end. So I really enjoy just having the same language on both, but interesting fact, I actually don't write JavaScript on the back end right now. I don't use a Node framework of any sorts. I actually use PHP right now. The Laravel framework is what I use to create APIs and in the past monolithic applications. And, you know, I really love Laravel. I'm using it on a current project right now because that is what I'm used to. That is something that I can build APIs with quickly, not specifically APIs, but just backend services in general. And Laravel provides a lot of really nice features. And first of all, I'm going to say this. I don't think it matters what framework, what language you use on the backend, because, you know, your front-end app is just going to consume it through an API. So your front-end app never really cares what language or framework you're using. But as a developer, like I said, it's easier when you're writing the same language, both on the front and back, because, you know, it's easier to switch. You have the same language, but you also have the same tools as well. You know, you can use ESLint, you can use, you know, Mocha for testing or whatever it might be. I don't care. You could be using Java, you could be using Python, whatever, you know, whatever framework you decide to go with, as long as you're getting the job done, I think that's the most important thing. And so that's why I picked Laravel for this one project that I'm doing. Laravel provides a lot of really nice features, deals with a lot of pain points with the same things that you do with every web application, things like authentication, things related to, you know, just dealing with the database, social authentication, search functionality, all those things, obviously security with like CSRF and all that. And yeah, I had a hard time kind of finding something that was very similar to Laravel that provides a lot of these features. I think the closest in terms of a JavaScript framework has been Sales.js. So that, if anything, I'd probably start using that on a future project. There's also Feathers.js, which provides a lot of really nice features for building APIs specifically and also dealing with real-time data. Now, like I said, I enjoy Laravel. I think it's a really great framework. The only real pain point that I have with it is that it's not in JavaScript. That's pretty much it, honestly. It's a really great framework, and I think that anyone that's using like Rails or Django or what's the Java one? Spring Boot. It doesn't really matter what you're using, but yeah, those are kind of the ones that I use and or I'm looking forward to using. So thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.